Tyler is a first-time caller out of, I thought it was N-E-B. That's Neba.
You say it again?
N-E-B is Neba.
Neba? Uh-huh. Nebuchadnezzar?
Yes.
That makes more sense than never something.
He said Neba.
Oh, Neba. Uh-huh. That makes more sense. Whatever.
He black. Let's go to Tyler, a first-time call out of Denver, Colorado. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing today?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Super fantastic. Thank you for asking. Just wanted to tell you, man, I love you, man.
Thank you.
No matter what, always love and positive energy, right?
Right on.
Yeah. I mean, as, you know, kind of just watching your show today, I had a couple questions about wedlock. I think, however, kind of going off your last caller real quick, just had a couple questions about the ism piece. Just really blunt, simple. Do you study etymology at all?
Who?
You do?
Who? Do I study who?
Etymology.
I don't know him. Etymology?
The study of words.
Is
the
he black?
Words.
Is
the
etymology black?
Nah, etymology is a term used to basically show what the root words and the definition of the root words. You know,
oh.
Kind of would complement.
Oh, it sounds like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It sounds like a black name. Etymology.
It sounds like a black name.
This is my cousin, etymology.
Well, no. Just because I think that, you know, your last caller had a valid point in bringing up, you know, just the different isms that we speak about, you know what I mean, capitalism, baptism, then we go over into racism, all that good stuff, right?
Do you believe racism exists?
You know, I digress, right? You know, I've been kind of watching your show for a little bit, so I kind of wanted to get your view on the wedlock piece, because it seems as though, you know, you had a kid out of wedlock, correct?
Yes.
Can you describe what that experience has been like, you know what I mean, having a kid out of wedlock?
It happened when I was... I believe 19, and she got pregnant. I got her pregnant when I was 18, but he was born when I was 19, and it was hardship. It was major because I knew that he would suffer by not having me there, right? And so I had him here for a while in L.A. His mother got married. They moved to New York, and after a while, she asked. She begged me, oh, let him come to New York. I promised to send him back. But I knew she was lying because these women don't tell the truth. Not all, but women like her. And she did now, though. She did. But so I let him go visit, and she lied and kept him there. She even pretended that she had changed his name to the man she was married to name, and so she can claim that it was his son and not mine, right? We found out later in life that she had lied about that and all things, but it was hard not being able to be with my son, knowing that he was going to suffer. And he absolutely suffered because she told him all kind of lies, and even though I tried to visit, I tried to get him in court and all kind of stuff, right? And so, but my son finally... He's fine now. He realized he's been lied to by her, his mother. And so he dropped the anger. He forgave. And now he's having an amazing life. He's married. He has two children. He's a grandfather now. He bought a beautiful home in Georgia. And he's doing well since he's overcome the anger. And once I did that, I made a promise never to do that again because I wouldn't want to bring children into the world in that manner because I knew the hardship that they would go through as a result of being born out of wedlock.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, you know.
You have kids out of wedlock?
What's that? No, not me, man. I'm not having kids for a long time.
Why not?
A long time, my brother.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Just because I want to be financially stable, you know.
How old are you?
I want to be able to provide my kids with a great, beautiful life, right?
How old are you?
23.
Oh, okay. You don't want to provide them with a great, beautiful life. You want to provide them with a moral life. you want to be perfect so that when they see you living a perfect life and the way you deal with the issues of life, they'll develop the same moral character. That's what you want. It's not about sending them to college. It's not about having a bunch of things. It's about the father and the mother being perfect so that the kids can see the perfect way to go.
About the father and the mother being perfect.
Yes.
Now, is the mother perfect if she had a kid out of wedlock?
No.
And now you're deciding to marry her?
No. You said, is the mother perfect if she had a kid out of wedlock?
Yeah.
Is it your kid?
You said my kid?
Right.
No, it's not my kid. It's her kid with somebody else.
No, don't marry. Never marry a woman who have kids with someone else. It's like buying a used car. You're going to have a lot of problems.
So you're saying it's damaged goods?
Yeah. And it's not good for the kids that you come, or the child, that you come between the child and the mother. It's hard enough for the child not having his or her father there. It's extra hard when a man or a woman come between the kids and the mother, because the mother, the kids are looking for a parent identity. And women and men who marry each other, knowing that they already have kids, are selfish people. They're looking for a mama or daddy identity as well. So they just bring more problems for the children. And the kid's never going to accept you as his father.
Okay. I guess I was just curious. I mean, just to figure out your situation.
Are you dated a woman that has a child already?
I have. I've dated multiple women with children.
Why?
But
of all the women in the world with no children, why would you date a woman or women with children?
Because she was beautiful.
So it was just
I don't know.
It was just for the
great character, great personality.
It was just for the sex.
I don't know.
It was for the sex.
What's that?
It was just for the sex.
Not just for that.
That was the number one thing. It was for the sex and the fact you thought she was beautiful, right?
No, I don't have to date them just for that. You know what I mean?
Why else would you date them if it's not for the sex? Why would you date them?
To build something long term, you know?
How are you going to build something with a woman with children?
The same way you would with any other woman.
What?
That's the same way you would with any other woman.
How is that?
You know, you become one as a unit. You know what I mean? I'm a whole person. I'm happy. She's a whole person. She's happy.
How are you going to become one with a woman who already have a child or children? You're in the way. You never will be one because the child is never going to accept you. And if you have to correct the child, the mother of the child is not going to like it. She's not going to let you do that.
You said the mother of the child is not going to listen to you? What's that? Say one more time.
The child's not going to let you correct him or her. And the mother of the child is not going to allow you to do that either.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't agree.
Go marry one and see what happens. Go marry a woman with a child. You see.
I'm not going to marry one, man. I don't think I'm going to get married for a little bit, man. You know, I still need to finish out my education.
Are you having sex out of wedlock?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And so should a Christian be having sex out of wedlock?
For sure.
For sure?
For sure, yeah. I have a question for you real quick.
And why do you say for sure? I'll let you ask me the question, but why do you say for sure a son of God should be having sex out of wedlock? Why do you say for sure?
Because I feel like it's we're granted this thing called free will, correct?
Say what now?
I said we're granted this thing called free will, right?
You don't have a free will.
We don't have free will?
No.
Why is that?
Because God didn't allow it to happen. You don't have a free will.
See,
you either serve good or you serve evil. You don't have a choice. You serve either one or the other. You're influenced by evil or you're influenced by good. You're not making those decisions.
And I feel like that is good. I feel like what's good is natural, right?
So it's natural to have sex out of wedlock?
I think it's natural to have sex.
How about out of wedlock?
Yeah.
Are you black?
What's that?
Are you black?
I don't know. Are you black?
Are you black, Tyler?
I'm an American.
Yeah, are you a black American?
No, I'm just an American.
Why you won't say if you're black or not? Because you don't want people to know you have a sex out of wedlock and you're Christian?
No, it doesn't really matter my race, I feel like.
I'm sorry?
I feel like I'm an American, right?
Are you ashamed of being black and having babies having sex out of wedlock?
No.
Are you black?
No. I'm
so
not,
are you black?
I'm not black, no.
You
I'm
are black, black, man. You sound black. Are you black?
I said I'm not black.
Why you sound black?
I'm not black.
Why do you sound black?
Why do I sound? What does sound black mean?
You, like you sound now.
What does that mean?
That means you sound like a black person. Are you dating black women?
I sound like a black person. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, hey, man, let me tell you something.
What?
You're funny, man.
Thank
and, you.
You
know, hopefully one day I'll be able to meet you, man, because you're a funny guy.
All right.
I'm not black, you know, and it doesn't really matter if people what, know
are you
who
white?
I am, whatever my race is.
Are you white?
What's that?
Are you white?
Yep.
You a white guy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been dating black women?
I date all women.
How about black women?
White women. What's that?
How about black women?
Yes.
You date black women?
Yes.
Well, no wonder you sound black.
There's nothing wrong with that. You
once
know?
You go black, you can't go back.
And that is A-OK with me.
Oh, it is?
Know?
You would rather have a black woman than a white woman? Tyler,
what's that?
You would rather
yeah,
have
a public one time that said the darker the berry, the sweeter the fruit, right?
Right.
Right. Was that a was
the
that
sweeter the juice? But let me ask, you would rather have a black woman or a white woman?
I have no preference.
How about if you got married? Would you rather marry a black woman or a white woman?
Again, I have no preference. You know, I'm just glad to be with a woman.
So it doesn't matter what it is. How about a transgender?
That's not a woman.
Oh, good, man. At least you got a little sense.
I mean, I'm just trying to make sure. I'm worried about you, Jesse, at the end of the day, man. It's been X amount of long years that you haven't had any. You know what I mean? I feel like it's about time for you to go ahead and settle down, right?
It's only been 30 years.
30?
Yes.
Jesse.
Tyler, I got to take a break.
I'm going to set you up with my counselor, all right?
Oh, no. Is it a woman?
Yeah, I'm
going to
set you up.
Beta male. A man should not have a woman counselor, man. Beta male.
A man shouldn't have a woman counselor?
Right. Women naturally look to men. Men are not supposed to be looking to the woman. But call me again, Tyler. I'm at the top of the hour, right?